This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell, Chris Lemon, friend of yours. Unless you want to be their friend first.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Kwanzaa. I keep saying that. Why do I keep saying that?
I have no idea. I'm enjoying this ridiculously good music.
Thank you to Rush Coil for providing music for the show today. I should have mentioned that at the beginning, but didn't, so thank you. And their 8-bit Christmas album is amazing.
I wish I'd known about it at Christmas.
We have a live studio audience. We want to hear from the live studio audience again. It's great when we cross to these guys. How did a bird get in here?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's strange. Oh no, it's trapped in the fan.
Oh no. Obviously, the crowd loved Bo getting trapped in the fan. That's really...
clearly not American.
That's really a shame. So, Christmas is a time for gift giving.
And it's definitely a time for gift receiving.
Well, I only say that and I'm only laughing because we know a mutual friend that doesn't like pop giving and giving in gifts. You forgot about that, didn't you?
Oh...
Anyway, they won't hear this, but anyway, I like that. Love you, man. Don't take it to heart, but seriously.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, yes, it is definitely a time for receiving gifts. But what? What if you don't want those gifts? What do you do? Apart from burn them?
That's difficult.
Have you had a gift that you not wanted before?
I don't know. Someone bought me something this year.
Jesus. I know where this is going to.
It's a full pack of Pokemon DVDs.
Uh-huh.
It's
go on. I might know the person who...
Well, I think you might.
Yeah.
It's a bargain bin full pack of Pokemon DVDs, each of which like 4 episodes of a specific Pokemon.
They're 4 Pokemon spin-off series DVDs. We're not doing a live giveaway on the show, are we?
I have it right here.
Alright.
I didn't know Wobbuffet was that popular.
Can I spoil that for you?
Yes.
He's not. I hate to spoil it for you. But, no, I think... Anyway, don't even go there. Anyway...
This is actually a pretty decent gift, though, because next year, I can give it away to 4 different people.
Exactly. You're welcome.
It's very fiscally responsible of me.
Exactly. And you can kind of tailor the gift as well to kind of the person who...
No, you're right.
Exactly. You know, who likes Pikachu, who likes... Yeah. Well, no one likes...
The other ones.
No one likes the other ones anyway. That's the end of the color.
Does anyone even really like Pikachu?
Pikachu's okay.
You should... There's actually a really interesting thing if you look online. Pikachu's really lost weight over the years.
Really?
The original Pikachu was quite chubby. And now it's quite skinny. Used to be a lot cuter.
Is that because of the whole obesity crisis?
I have no idea.
Please tell me it's not.
Gradually just...
So please tell me Ash is going to get beyond his 10th birthday at some point.
I have no idea. He's the oldest 10-year-old in the world.
He is the oldest 10-year-old. That was an article online... the other day that, you know, how old Ash would actually be.
A solid in his 20s, at least.
At 30s. At least 30. Because when did the first Pokemon game came out? It came out, like, early 90s, I want to say.
Early 90s, possibly late 80s.
Possibly.
I think definitely early 90s.
Definitely in the 90s. So if he was 10 in the 90s... It's probably 30 or 40 now. Oh, the things you think about at Christmas time. But I did get an unwanted gift once. And I didn't re-gift it. I gave it to a charity. I hated it that much.
Wow.
Unfortunately, one gift that was a part of the gift package. That sounds so strange. I don't think of it like that. The gift selection, if you will, was that they went and took me to the Hobbit movie, which I couldn't give that to charity, even if I tried. So we continue here on GLS while Chris is looking up the fact that how old Ash is.
Approximately 13 years old, or 15 years old, based on in-universe time.
True. Thank you for joining us on GLS as we continue Star Wars. As
yes.
Nothing says Christmas like lightsaber battles.
The Force has awoken.
As we continue, it's 11 o'clock.